Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Emily. Are you? No. No, no, no. That is all good. Oh, we got cello. Yes, sorry. I'll just pop you on hold. It'll be one moment. Thanks so much for holding there. Sorry, it's just been one of those days. So cello has been amazing for us. Dr. Vanessa has been monitoring him, as well as us nurses. He has not picked it at once. He has a bunch of brand new feathers coming through. It looks smaller than what it did initially, so it's healing really well. So the fact that he's turning around and preening at it is exactly that. Like, those new feathers are coming through, so that's what it seems. Dr. Vanessa wanted to know, because she wants to send him home with some doDerm cream, are you able to apply that to him daily? Okay, fabulous. That's it. No, it's very straightforward. You're going to use a little teeny tiny bit of it. It provides like sort of like a healing film on it, and that's also going to help with the healing of that prenatal gland, that little scab that he's got there. But it's, yeah. So, yeah, she was having a look at them. There's no wounds or anything under his wings. And she did say that, like, he has already had a little bit of feather loss there anyway. So, yeah, so there's no concern. She has no concern with the ones under his wing. There's no wounds. There's no redness or anything. That's right. That's it. She hasn't put the collar on. He's been, because he's been so good here. And there's no blood in his beak. That is another big indicator if he was like actually getting to that wound. But there's none. Yeah, no, it look, she's really happy with it. And he, yeah, he has just been preening the feathers around it, but he's got so many new feathers that she said that if it wasn't doing well, he would have nowhere near amount of new pin feathers coming through in that area. So the fact that he does is a awesome big positive. Yeah, we. Yeah, so Dr. Vanessa is off. No, that's okay. Dr. Vanessa is off. She's having some major surgery done. So she will be off for the next 3 weeks. So what she has recommended is that we can get him in for a revisit with Dr. Brock, or you can send us an email with a photo because you're going to be applying this ointment to the area every day. You'll be able to see it. So you can take a photo of it and send us an email update in 7 days' time. And we can sort of communicate, well, hopefully, we'll be able to communicate with her a little bit over email. But yeah, she's just going to be out of action. No, but yeah, no, she'll be on for a speedy recovery, hopefully, as we're all going to miss her dearly. Now, in regards to Cello, you can come and pick him up pretty much whenever. Look, probably around the 4 o'clock would be better for us, if at all possible. Perfect. She said that she'll have. Oh my goodness, he's having a good sing along and enjoying his broccoli. And that is a massive sign, especially with our smaller patients like your budgies. That is a massive sign that they are doing well. Alrighty. Beautiful. Yeah. And Dr. Vanessa will just quickly duck ahead and cross paths and yeah, just have a quick word to you before you go. Yeah, one of those nurses will show you how to do that. She'll just have a quick chat to you, just in regards to pretty much what I've just told you now. Alrighty. No, you're so welcome. We'll see you around 4. That's all right, Sarah. Bye.